You're about to hear Thought Leader Life with Mitchell Levy on the FIR Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Mitchell Levy, and welcome to episode 100 of Thought Leader Life. That is so nice to say. We're in triple digits now. It's been so much fun. I've got a shout out to Michael Procopio for starting Thought Leader Life with me. As a matter of fact, Michael is also the person who, and I said, I want to do a month on cause marketing. He said, I need to speak with Cami Hoiza. How do I do? Hoiza.
Yeah, great job. Great job. And congratulations on 100. That's amazing. And yay for Michael.
So thanks, Cami. Welcome to the show. I'm glad we're going to be doing a month together on cause marketing.
I'm excited about it. I'm excited to exploring this topic fully. I love this topic. This is really one of my passion points.
And it's, you know, that's the thing as thought leaders, if you could do things that are in your passion, in your pinwheel, things that get you excited, it shows, it just comes through. Now, Cami, you're a passionate person. So almost everything I've seen you do shows through. But I'm glad this is a topic that you like. And I will tell you, friends, when you're a thought leader and you approach somebody else you like, and they say, hey, let me recommend a couple people to join the show. And what's interesting is when Cami says to somebody else, I would like you to talk to Mitchell Levy, that somebody else jumps. And I'm impressed because it's been I've enjoyed the interaction so far with the folks you recommended. I'm looking forward to a fun month. Start with the easy question. Well, maybe it's not so easy. What is cause marketing? How would you define it?
Well, that's a great question. And believe me, there's been thousands of blog posts written about this topic and a lot of people that have argued about exactly what it means. But really what cause marketing is when a company partners up with a cause to help the cause and at the same time help their company. So there's a DNA thing that happens there that works great when it goes well.
So when... To expand in that a little bit, for those that are listening and not watching, your tagline says community connector.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So talk a little bit about, because clearly a community, part of what cause marketing does is tie the company to the community. But why don't you expand on that?
Sure. So whenever cause marketing is done well, it really does this thing where everybody wins. And we were talking earlier about this, but that win-win-win, or something in cause marketing that we call the triple bottom line, which is where the community, the company, and the organization the organization that they're helping all work together. And it can be a cause like a specific nonprofit or a cause general. And we can talk more about that as the month goes on. But I'm really excited about that. You know, kind of unpacking what is cause marketing.
And, you know, I'm this TLA guy, so I'm sitting here and Cami's talking about, you know, community and nonprofit and corporation, and I'm thinking, well, if we change it from nonprofit to cause, then we got triple C's. So you got your triple bottom line with your triple C's. But we also had a conversation that cause marketing is not always for the broad cause. It could also be for the nonprofit that is driving success for a component of the cause.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely true. And, you know, there's two different ways you can look at this too, because companies themselves often have what they call a corporate social responsibility program, where they do all kinds of things, and many, many, many different cause marketing programs could fit into that. So it is, In a sense, the little C, you know, you've got corporate social responsibility and the little C of cause marketing. It's really powerful because that's where really your audience and your community and your customer, let's just be real clear, kind of get an idea of what you're passionate about as a company and what really works, you know, what you guys care about. So on one side is corporate social responsibility, and on the other side is this cause marketing. So how do those work together? I mean, it's kind of interesting. I'm excited to talk to some of our guests about that too.
And if we're at a high level, when we're thinking about, or if I'm thinking about, we did a book way back when on CSR, when you think about corporate social responsibility, these are the ongoing programs that mm-hmm. the company has spent hundreds sometimes of hours thinking about what's the right thing, what's the right cause, how do we do something that everyone is going to be part of the culture, right? So that's one
right thing.
Where cause marketing could be a marketing driven program that just happens to hit that triple bottom line. And so there are different, and most likely it fits within the CSR purview.
One would hope, right? So if they're doing it well, it does. That means that if your cause marketing should really match your overall program and be in that program, I think. I mean, there's a lot of debate over that, but I really do believe that that's what's most effective, especially if you're going out into the community and doing so many things. I think about my husband going out and doing junior achievement and as part of his company CSR plan, you know, where they go into the community and they talk about business, or, you know, all kinds of different things where people like adopt a or lend out, if you will, a corporate executive for a year and let them go out and like help a nonprofit just to do whatever, like balance its books or whatever they do for that year. So it is a very different thing. Whereas cause marketing really is about a campaign. It's about going out. It's about doing your marketing. It's about people seeing what you're doing with that nonprofit. A lot of the CSR or corporate social responsibility side of it is sometimes a little bit invisible, except for to the people who are being helped directly.
Got it. But what's interesting, so when we were talking about, because you had done a presentation, lots of presentations in the past about cause marketing. Mm-hmm. And when we were talking about that, you came up with these four points that were relevant. And one of them is point number one, it has to be in the DNA. So
right.
CSR would kind of say, would help the employee base understand what's in the DNA. And then this is where and by the way, those listening, I'm putting up my double fingers. And this is where, if you're doing a cause marketing campaign, it really shouldn't be against what's in the DNA. It has to be something that is what the employee and what the company stands for.
Absolutely. And in fact, I believe that point is where you are most effective, right? It's that point where people get that you're genuine about what you're doing there. People sense, you know, what's real and what's not. I mean, I don't know if you've ever watched a commercial and just said, oh, that is so cheesy, or whatever, right? So, I mean, people get genuineness, if you will, versus something that's just there to make a buck. You know, your pink handgun with like the pink sign on it for like Breast Awareness Month is, you know, I don't know. You could say that that's maybe not connected. I don't know. What do you think?
I for some odd reason, that just seems so discongruous. I mean, it just, what pops into my head when I think about handguns and then I let that go in a certain direction versus, you know, can't breast cancer awareness. You know, if you put two circles of things that I don't think they even ever come and overlap, right?
Well, you'd think that they don't, right? But here's the thing. It's very easy to do that. And there's a term for it in the nonprofit community called pink washing or green washing or whatever, where people are trying to take a cause and make themselves look good with it. Or, you know, they're atoning for their sins, let's say, with a cause. So we talked about KFC and the pink bucket for Breast Awareness Month. That was one that had huge amounts of like pushback from the community. Like, we know that breast cancer is partly caused by diet issues, right? Or it could be. And so healthy diet is hugely important in that particular cause. And so if you have a huge greasy bucket of chicken, you're like, I'm eating it for breast cancer. And I'm like, and you might get it tomorrow. I don't know. So,
speaking of healthy diet, part of it, thank you so much. I'll thank the sponsor now because it just integrates well in the conversation. And this is part of cause marketing. The company called Veda Foods, so it's VEDAfoods.com. has prepackaged food for diabetics and pre-diabetics. And as one third of the United States is diabetic or pre-diabetics, you would imagine that being able to help cook in 5 minutes a healthy, nutritious, tasty set of foods would be something that many people are interested in. So that's the That's the Cause Marketing Support Vendor of the Month. So it's VedaFoods.com.
Congratulations. Yes. Good job.
Hey, I slipped that in. How about that?
Yeah, okay. That was great. Subtle.
Hey, so what's hot? You know, there's always something going on in the space. What's hot today? What's going on?
Well, I mean, right now, something that's going on right now as we speak, which I think is really interesting, is a campaign that this company called Action Sprout is running with Facebook for nonprofits. Their job or their company is to help nonprofits do fundraising online. So they have like some apps and things that you can hook up with Facebook. And they've partnered with Facebook to offer up $1 million in Facebook advertising for, you know, nonprofits for 2016. And what's amazing about this is they're using that to like drum up, new people for their platform. They want people to sign up for the platform and use it. And then of course they get a small cut of the administration fees, as you know, because whenever you do fundraising, there's always a little bit of administration fee that comes off. And so that's where their money comes from. But they're also, it's in their DNA to help nonprofits succeed at fundraising. So they're helping you succeed at fundraising while also giving you some really great parting gifts, if you will, that are being put together by Facebook. And Facebook, of course, is another company that's part of this. And why it's great for Facebook is because Facebook can say, look what we're doing for nonprofits. And they have some competition in that field. Google definitely has a nonprofit portal where nonprofits can sign up for all kinds of amazing goodies and deals and stuff. And it's pretty well put together. We helped to launch that portal, you know, quite a few years back at Zoetica. So that I know about pretty intimately. So for them, Facebook can really benefit by saying, yeah, we're also doing stuff for nonprofits and look what we're doing for nonprofits. So yeah, triple bottom line, right? All that stuff.
I was absolutely going to say, so think about this, guys. This is amazing, right? So Action Sprout is encouraging people to use their platform. They probably will say, hey, use it free for this thing. Mm-hmm. They're giving away $1 million. So it's a dollar amount that has ring to it, but it's not actually $1 million that are coming out of their bank account. They're giving away $1 million worth of Facebook advertising. So, you know, we were speculating, are they paying a percentage of that or are they paying nothing to do that? Which is kind of an interesting, you know, it does matter, right? But the interesting part is they're getting that, and they're showing nonprofits their client base on how their platform works and helping them be successful. Nonprofits benefit from free helps, free support. Facebook benefits by having more users using their advertising platform. It is that triple bottom line.
Yeah, totally. And Facebook also probably gets a benefit from that ongoing, because once they've kind of used the platform and used the Facebook advertising, the likelihood is they'll continue after they run out of credits, at least at some level, right? So that can be very lucrative in the end for Facebook too, to teach nonprofits how to use their advertising platform and show them that it's not that expensive, because it really isn't. So
got it. I like the Google.org area, where if you're a nonprofit, a 501c3, you can get $10,000 worth of Google AdWords per month.
That's right. And so, I mean, there's a lot of really amazing things out there that Google is doing. So Facebook does need to do something for nonprofits. So this is a great competitive move for them.
Nice. Very nice. So I'm kind of excited for the month. We're going to cover, tell me your thought process. Obviously, we're early. We don't want to give all the names yet, but tell me your thought process of the types of people we're going to have on and the topics, and then we'll wrap up.
Sure. So we're really going to have a great lineup, I think, this month. We're going to have people that are actually doing cause marketing, talking about how they're managing it. We're going to have people that move at a very high level in the cause marketing arena, talk about how their companies are benefiting from it, or how companies are benefiting from it. So you can learn, if you're a company, how you can benefit from it. If you're a nonprofit, you can learn how to find a company that might help you benefit from it, and sort of how that's going to work together. So I really feel like that this is a really great topic for almost anyone that on the spectrum of people that are, you know, either in business or are nonprofits. So I'm excited about this month because I really think it's going to be super useful information for you.
I thank you. It really, for every thought leader out there, either you're a thought leader for a larger corporation where you're actively driving this, mm-hmm. or you've got awareness of people working with you that you can actually now pull in a corporation, maybe one of your clients, and the nonprofit. It really is a win-win. It'll make you feel good. And guess what? Everyone benefits. So Cammie, how would people reach out to you if they want to connect to you?
Great. Yeah, I'd love to connect with anyone that's listening. You can contact me on Twitter if that's your poison at Cammie Chat, KamiChat. I'm on there pretty much every day, all the time. You can follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/CamiChat again, KamiChat. Probably you should follow me rather than friend me because I only friend people I know directly, but I put a bunch of stuff up there every day on the public feed. So good place to follow me. And you can connect with me there too, because you can send a message to me there no matter if I'm following you or not. The third way, of course, is LinkedIn. And LinkedIn again is LinkedIn.com/in Cammie Huise. I actually use my name there. So KamiHuise. And I'd love to talk to you.
Well done. You could tell you teach social media because even in telling people how to connect to you, you taught a lesson of whether they should connect to you or follow you. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And the cool part I liked about Cammie Chat being used both on Facebook and Twitter is it was consistent. For me, you know, way back when I had the publishing company Happy About, so I've got happyabout.com as a URL. So I grabbed the Twitter handle, I grabbed the Facebook handle, and every now and then, I'd say every year or every other year, I think to myself, because we renamed the company Thinkaha about 4 or 5 years ago. So every now and then I think about, do I change the Twitter handle to Mitchell Levy? And I think about it and I go, I'm going to do it. And then all of a sudden I realize, well, I like what Happy About stands for. Mm-hmm. So I have Mitchell_Levy as a Twitter handle, but Happy About, I still think is kind of cool. So reach me, either Google Mitchell Levy, you'll get me in a ton of places. I will absolutely be happy to connect to you on LinkedIn, or you could follow me. I post weekly, the best aha messages of thought leaders around the world. So you definitely want to be made aware of that. Facebook, I am still less than 5,000 followers, so I will accept friend requests. But, you know, you've got to have a good this is true on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Twitter, anyone can follow me because, you know, nobody cares, right? But on Facebook and LinkedIn, I'm not the right person to want to connect to if you have less than 100 friends on LinkedIn and you don't have a good profile. Because there's so many people out there that just don't have good profiles. So if you are a student, and by definition, you may not have that many friends, you need to send a personal note with your LinkedIn request. Hey, I'm a student. I'm building this. I'd love to follow you. Hey, can we connect? And I'm absolutely okay doing that. But otherwise, I think you're a spammer, right? So anyhow, I also love connecting with people and we'll be happy to do that. And this is Cammie. We've done an aha book together in the past, so we'll have to talk about. I have to remember the URL for your aha book. We'll put that out in the notes because it's 140 of your really cool messages in the world. And now I'm happy to do this with you. So hey, looking forward to a month together.
Me too. I think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life and. We're in triple digits now. I'm very excited. Take care, everybody. Bye now.
You've been listening to FIR Presents Thought Leader Life with Mitchell Levy, brought to you in association with Lawrence Reagan Communications, serving communicators worldwide for more than 35 years. More information at www.reagan.com. In each episode, Mitchell interviews a thought leader or someone involved in thought leadership and shares best practices to tease out how to become an effective thought leader. Thought Leadership with Mitchell Levy is part of the FIR Podcast Network, a series of business podcasts founded by Neville Hobson and Shel Holtz. The anchor podcast in the network is the Hobson and Holtz Report, a weekly show presented since January 2005. For information about FIR, to see show notes for the podcasts, and to subscribe, visit www.forimmediatereleasebiz. You can also subscribe via iTunes and other podcast directories. We welcome your comments about Thought Leadership with Mitchell Levy. Join the conversation in the FIR community on Google+. Look for the FIR podcast community. Or email us at FIRcomments@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.